This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
I've come with a word this morning captioned, I will reach my goal. I said, I will reach my goal. Come on, say it for yourself. I will reach my goal. Come on, say it one more time. I will reach my goal. I am here this morning with a mandate from God to tell somebody this morning, I have come with a prophetic word from heaven that somebody under the sound of my voice will reach his or her goal. If you're that person, shout a good amen. I said you will reach your goal. I said you will fulfill your destiny. You will not fail. You will not fall. You will not falter. When men say there's a casting down, you will say there is a lifting up. It doesn't matter what is going on anywhere around the world, because you have God's voice that you will reach your goal. Say it one more time. I will reach my goal. Say it like you mean it. I will reach my goal. Put your name there. Adedayo will reach his goal in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody needs to say, I receive that. We're in a world today that many are falling. Many are failing. Systems are failing. Governments are failing. Many are falling. But I say to you this morning, by the power of God's Spirit, that you will reach your goal. Amen. You will fulfill your destiny. God has sent me to somebody this morning. I am convinced in my spirit. There is somebody under the sound of my voice this morning. And God is saying to you, don't give up. You will reach your goal. God is saying he will take you there. If you believe it, shout amen. Amen. Help me tell 1, 2, or 3, or 4, or 5 people this morning. Announce to them, I will reach my goal. Oh, come on, turn to your other neighbor. 5 people, the number of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are many in the world we live in today that their dreams have gone chromatose. They have seen a future, but they are stuck. It was as if pastor saw my message. You know, last time too, what a wonderful preacher you have in the house. He preaches with all his might. Amen. I wish I was preaching that way. Maybe I would have been slimmer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Preaches with all his might. I saw the stage has changed. I said they limited it because of Pastor Tunde so that they can. I observe a lot. Praise God. Amen. You have seen it tomorrow, but it seems you are stranded in the valley of decision. You have seen a glorious day. You have seen visions. Prophecies have come up on your life like it came this morning. But in reality, it is truncated. You have seen a better day, but it refuses to manifest. But I'm telling you today, according to Hosea 12:13, that by the hand of the prophet, God brought Israel out of Egypt. And by the hand of the prophet, Israel was preserved. I'm saying to you that God has sent me as a prophet to you today to bring you out of that situation, out of that circumstance, and to preserve your destiny for a glorious future. I speak to somebody this morning, you will reach your goal. You will reach your goal. If you believe it, shout yes. There is somebody in the scriptures that I want to use to illustrate you reaching your goal this morning. In the book of Acts chapter 19 verse 21, he's a man I have tremendous respect for. A man even after the Lord Jesus Christ, whom I respect dearly in the scriptures because of his passion for destiny. My mandate in life, ladies and gentlemen, is to empower saints to walk in their prophetic destiny. I believe for every child of God, there is a destiny God has prepared for you. Many live, even as children of God, without taking time out to discover that destiny and to live it. But today, something is going to be started from within you that you will discover your destiny. Amen. Acts chapter 19, verse 21. After these things were ended, Paul proposed in the Spirit that when he had passed through Macedonia and Asia to go to Jerusalem, saying, after I have been there, I must also see Rome. He said, there are many junctions, there are many things to do, but I must see Rome. Apostle Paul here, you know, wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, and it was in this same place he wrote it. He did not know that you and I today, hundreds, thousands of years later, will be reading his letters. He never knew that God was going to make him a pillar in the body of Christ. But something within him knew that he must get to Rome. He didn't have the full picture of why he had to get to Rome. He did not know that two-thirds of the most important book on the planet of the earth were inside his bowels. He didn't have a clue. Like some of you don't know that hospitals that are not yet built is on the inside of you. Schools, orphanages that have not yet built is on the inside of you. Companies, industries that have not yet come alive, they're on the inside of you. But you know within yourself there is something you must fulfill. There is a destiny on the inside of you. There is a place you must be. There is somewhere you are going. Do I have a witness in the house today? Is there somebody pregnant with destiny this morning? If you are that person, shout hallelujah. Apostle Paul was carrying the destiny of generations. But he just knew that he had captured something. He must get to Rome. He must get to Rome. I say you will reach your goal. That place you want to get to. That place called there. You will get there. I said you will get there. You will go there. You will manifest there. If you believe it, shout yes. Thank you, Jesus. You have seen yourself on the top of that corporate ladder. You have seen yourself take over your city. You have seen yourself take over your world. You have seen yourself take over your profession. You have seen yourself take over your career, your business, your finances. I speak to your world. Get ready. You are showing up. I said you are showing up. Shout it loud. Nations of the world, I am coming. Oh, say it like you mean it. I am coming. Say it like you mean it. I am coming. I will not be raptured this way. I say I'm coming. Hallelujah. Oh, you are bigger than this. I say you are bigger than this. You are greater than what anybody is seeing. When you get home today, call some paparazzi to take their last photograph. Because very soon, they will not recognize you anymore. The brothers of Joseph, they could not recognize Joseph, but Joseph could recognize them. I say, take a look at around me now. Okay, this time he's telling me. Hallelujah. I say there is somebody here this morning. You will reach your goal. Many will come. Listen to me. I remember, I taught this some time ago. Oh, there's no time for stories. Praise God. Let's go on. Many will come in the spirit and even discourage you. That don't go too far. You can go, but don't go far. Like Pharaoh was telling Moses. He said, you can go and worship God. He said, but don't go far. But I prophesy to you, you will go so far they won't see your brake lights. They will look for your brake light. They can't find it. In the name of Jesus. Is somebody going far this morning? Is somebody going very, very far this morning? Come on, shout yes. Acts 21 verse 4. And finding the disciples, we tarried there 7 days. Who said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go to Jerusalem? Acts 21, 9 to 11. And the same man had 4 daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. And as we tarried many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus, a prophet of accuracy. That's my own definition. It's not in the scriptures. And when he has come unto us, he took Paul's garden and bound his own hands and feet and said, thus said the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man who owned this garden and shall deliver him unto the hands of the Gentiles. These were prophetic words coming from Paul. That this room you are going, even before you get there, they are going to beat you. They are going to panel beat you. It's going to be tough and rough. But excuse me, what did Paul say? Paul says in Acts 20, 24, that none of these things move me. I will reach my goal. None of these things move me. They say, you're going to suffer. He said, yes. Let suffering come. Some Christians don't know how to get steel in their back. You need to stand. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. The road may be rough and tough, but you must be determined beyond determination that you will reach your goal. There is no devil in the pit of hell that can stop you. If Jesus cannot be stopped, you can't be stopped. They try to stop him, but he can't be stopped. I prophesy over your life, nothing will stop you. I join my faith with Pastor as he was declaring this morning over your life that your life is unstoppable. I said you are unstoppable. No Red Sea will stop you. No barrier will stop you. No blockade will block you. You will reach your goal. You will fulfill your destiny. If you believe it, shout amen. Was Paul stubborn? No. God only let him know the cost of getting to his goal. He knew he was called to suffer for his name. He said, none of these things move me. Neither count my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy. You will finish with joy. You will end well in the name of Jesus. Nothing could stop him. Say it one more time. My destiny in God is unstoppable. God assured him that he will get to Rome. It looked like Jerusalem was going to be his final destination, but God told him that he will get to Rome. You are chickening out of everything. You are not a chicken. You are an eagle. So stop chickening out. Get some steel in your back. I remember the story of a man called Ben Carson. He contested for the last presidential election. Even in the United States, there was a time he was coming to Canada. I took my son because he wants to be a surgeon. And that has been his mentor. He has read even Ben Carson. If my son should tell Ben Carson the story of his life, Ben Carson will have to say, I didn't remember that one. He can quote everything. The time, the city he was born in, his childhood friends, everything about his life, the obstacles he overcame. Okay, we went to see Ben Carson, and Ben Carson said a fabulous story about his life. That's one of the best neurosurgeons this earth has ever produced. And there was a story that really, really struck my heart. He said his first year in medical school, he was going to be thrown out. In fact, he was already advised to withdraw. Advised to withdraw. I asked myself, who was that professor who advised him to withdraw? The world doesn't even know his name now. I say, you will reach your goal. But inside of him was the formula of how to separate sinus twins. In those days, you know, they die. One has to give up. He was the first person who conducted that operation. Inside of him, it was there. I say, you will reach your goal. He said, when they asked him to withdraw, he said, no! He was reading 11 hours every Saturday. Did I say 11? I think, yeah, is it 11 now? Anyway, from 6 a.m. to 12 midnight. 6 a.m. in the morning to 12 midnight. He will read 1 hour and he will rest 15 minutes. Read 1 hour, rest 15 minutes. Read 1 hour, rest 15 minutes. Read 1 hour, rest 15 minutes. That's the cost of getting to where he got to. He did all that. So I turned to my son. I said, have you read your books? Because it's not by mouth you become a surgeon. Praise God. And it's not by lookery. You don't just look at somebody and say, now I'm a surgeon. Praise God. It doesn't happen that way. Is somebody alive this morning? I said you will reach your goal. In Acts 23, 11 to 12, and the night following, the Lord stood by him. I said, God will stand by you in this mission. The Lord stood by him and said, be of good cheer, Paul. For as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. God spoke to him that this Rome, you will get there. As God is speaking to somebody this morning, you will reach your goal. And verse 12 is interesting because we need to address that. That is where some people are. Verse 12 says, and when it was day, certain of the Jews banded themselves together, bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they have killed Paul. Can you imagine? Do you know some people are against your life that way? Some people said they will not eat until they were fasting, illegal fasting, demonic fasting. They were fasting to kill Paul. Praise God. But I know some people died, and it was not Paul. Hallelujah. The Bible says, surely they will gather. I speak over your life. Surely they will gather. But their gathering is not of me, said the Lord of hosts. He said, with our mouth we will condemn every gathering. Oh, speak over your life right now. Quickly, quickly. Speak over your life. Every gathering against you, they fall for your sake. In the name of Jesus, they fall for your sake. Surely they will gather. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. The Bible says the voice of the Lord will beat down every manifestation of Assyria. It's too late for the devil in your life. It's too late for the devil in your life. Tools to reaching your goal. Quickly write down if you're writing. Number one, get his word. Everything you will need in this life is wrapped up in the word of God. Get the word of God into your spirit. Pastor was teaching us that earlier today. Keep speaking the word. Keep declaring the word. Keep announcing the word. Keep proclaiming the word. You are a product of what you said about yourself yesterday. And what you are going to be tomorrow is what you are saying about your life today. Jesus Christ said in Psalm 40 and in Hebrews chapter 10 that he has come to fulfill that which was written in the volume of the book. I want to announce to you this morning, your destiny is here. It's written here for you. But the question is, have you discovered yours? Jesus Christ discovered his own. And I want you to know that there are many things written about you in this place. It's written about somebody here that you are going to be the head and not the tail. You are going to be above only. Everybody say only. Not above today, below tomorrow. You shall be above only. Who is that person that the Bible says is you? Oh, you are here. I've been looking for you. Praise God. Is there somebody here who God says is the apple of his eye? That means you are untouchable. It is you. Who is the seed of Abraham this morning here? The Bible says the seed of Abraham will possess the gate of his enemy. Are you the one? You mean no enemy will overcome you? Evil cancer, diabetes, devils, ancestral spirit, that wicked person you know. I have come to fulfill. Lift up your Bible. I have come to fulfill. I did not come to this world to just join them. I've come to stand out. I've come to fulfill that which is written of me in the volume of the book. So you have to make a discovery of all those things written of you. Hallelujah. I like the woman who was leading the testimony here. Every testimony she was giving scripture. She was giving scripture. I like throne room. You are loaded with the word of God in this place. Clap for yourself. Clap for yourself. Praise God. The Bible says this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You will meditate day and night. Mark 4:4, Luke 4:4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Bible says in Acts 19:20, so mightily grew the word that the word of God prevailed. The word of God is your greatest access in this journey of destiny. Number two, get his voice. Many people don't know how to hear God's voice. That's one of the things I was able to do in this book. I think Pastor mentioned it earlier. I felt bad the last time I came. I only have 30 copies left here. Also, it's out of print. This book has gone to some places I've never, ever imagined. I've never even been there. They write me from India. They write me from the Caribbean. They write me from the United States. I said, many people still don't know. I'm believing God that maybe this year I would, before the end of the year, I'll become full-time. I'm still a civil engineer. I still practice civil engineering. I love civil engineering. It's my baby. Praise God. I do that for a living. My PhD is also in that. And I'm trusting God that soon and very soon I'll give it up. But many people don't know that I'm not full-time yet. Praise God. I'm full-time in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let me speak positive. Hallelujah. A friend of mine who had been in the occult for 50 years, I played golf with him just to win him to Christ. He had been an outstanding accountant for several years. And I was playing golf with this man, trying to lead him to Christ because he had been in Freemason and all. He was a grandpapa there. Some of you are wondering, yes, I played golf with him. And I always beat him every time with all his grandpapa. And eventually, when he was so close to Christ, I gave him this book because there's a place that talks about salvation. He read this book 3 times. And he was asking me some questions. I said, I thank God I wrote the book. Because the questions he was asking me were tough ones. To cut the long story short, he gave his life to Christ. He could only live 1 year later because he was 75 when he gave his life to Christ. At 76. But within that 1 year, what he achieved in his life, in his very own word, what he achieved in his life, for 74 years, is not compared to that last 1 year because he was living fully his destiny. Come and see testimonies on that day. He planned that the burial would take place in the shrine and I was coming to preach there. Why did you think he set it up? So to save others. Praise God. I first refused. I'm not going. Then the Spirit of God started speaking to me. No, there's a reason why this man arranged this thing. Then I said, I will go. My wife said, you're on your own. The Lord will go with you. Let me stay with the children. Hallelujah. Come on, shout hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Say to somebody, I will reach my goal. Have you been blessed this morning? The second thing is hear his voice. That's one of the things I want to say about the book. There's a teaching, there's a chapter in the book that talks about how to hear God. Many people don't know that. You need to know how to hear God. Hear God on everything. Ladies want to take decision today. They are not hearing God. They say he must have a six-pack. What is packing? Say he must have six-pack. He must be 6 foot. He must be this. He must be that. Thank God my wife didn't look for a six-pack. Praise God. I don't have a six-pack, but there's nothing she wants in the world today that I can't afford for her. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing she wants. Praise God. So the guys, I'm encouraging the guys now. Yeah. You better look very well. So hear God's voice. And also the guys, don't just look for slimy. They call it lepa or something. Make sure you are not just looking because it's not in looks. It's in the spirit. Hallelujah. It's in the spirit. And we need to train our people to be children of the spirit. You are born of the spirit. You should live in the spirit and walk in the spirit. And walk by faith and not by sight. Are you listening to me? Get into the spirit. Reverend Sam Adeyemi, a lot of you know about you know him a lot. He's a good senior friend of mine. And he said he had HND. The wife had masters. If it was qualification the wife was looking for, she would have made the greatest mistake of her life. But today, their 50th birthday in the United States, we were there together. Praise God. Said there's nothing in the world the woman wants today. Praise God. That's a word for somebody, because it's destiny we are talking about today. You will reach your goal. Yeah. Don't look at his tattered shoe today. That tattered shoe may become a brilliant limousine tomorrow. Yeah. Praise God. Maybe that's a word for somebody. Let's just leave it that way. Number three, get teachers in place in your life. Who are your teachers? What you see and what you hear. What you see and what you hear. Number four, get giving in place. You must be a giver if you want to arrive at your goal. Amen? Get giving in place. Four P's. How many P's? Four P's. The first P is pulpit. Give to the pulpit your tithes, your offerings, and your make sure that is in place. Number two, give to your prophet. Give to your pastor from time to time. Some of you need to put your pastor on a salary. As you take yours, give it. Some of you don't know this secret, but you need to know it. If you want to arrive at your destiny, know it. A percentage of it. Do that and you'll be blessed. Number three, I have my own pastor that I give to. I don't need to see him. I have his bank account. I wire it every month. I have a mentor. I have a father. You wire it. And when people are surprised when things are happening, because I'm doing what I should do. Praise God. Number three, your parents. Don't ever forget your parents. That's the third P. And the last P is the poor. Make sure you give to the poor. Amen? When seeds are planted, Psalm 126 verse 6 says, they will doubtless return back to you. Amen? Amen. I can't hear your amen again. Is it because we are talking of giving now? When I was saying, God bless you, you said amen very well. Now I say you need to do something. Now you are saying, Hallelujah. They believe every man of God until he talks about money. Then they are not good. But somebody will reach his goal this month. Lastly, I just want to finish with this. And if you haven't heard anything I've said all day, make sure you have this in your mind. Jesus Christ was announcing everywhere he went that kill this body in 3 days, I will rise again. He said it so much everywhere he went. Time will not permit me to give you the references, but I'm sure you believe me. One of it is in Matthew 12, 40. Just write that down. Jesus answered them and said, destroy this temple. That's in John 2, 19 again. He said, destroy this temple. In 3 days, I will raise it up. In Matthew 27, 63 to 65, in 63, saying, sir, we remember that deceiver. He said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore the sculpture to be made unto the third day, so that lest his disciples come at night and steal him away and say that he has risen. Pilate said to them, you have the watch, go and make it as sure as you can. And we know that in Colossians 2:15, he rose, he made a public show of principalities and powers. Is that not so? Jesus Christ made a statement before he died, and when he rose after 3 days, he made a statement. That statement is a silent statement that I want you to keep for the rest of your days. For you to remember a day like this in your life, you need to proclaim what God has said. Hebrews 13:5 says, he has said so that you may boldly say. Everything God has said in the scriptures is for you to say it so that you become it. Are you listening? Jesus said in 3 days I will rise. Excuse me, did he rise? Did he rise? Did he rise? Okay. Show me that picture. Put that picture on the screen. Give me that picture on the screen. No, not me now. They have seen me. They are tired of seeing me. Is there now? Oh, it's there. Okay. Praise God. Who is that guy standing there? Okay, you recognize him. And who is the guy on the floor? Well, it doesn't matter. Praise God. Okay. Muhammad Ali has an attitude. You know, the Bible says sometimes we go to the unbelievers and learn. He has an attitude that before he fights you, he's going to win the battle psychologically already. He'll be calling the office of the opponent that he will not last round two. He will call the phone. Remember, I said round two. He will go on the air. He'll say, I'll finish him. Round two. Round two. So the enemy will just be hearing round two, round two, round two. So this is one of his greatest. The people naturally, this is a picture of 1964. This person naturally should have beaten Muhammad Ali. But Muhammad Ali will say, I'll finish you in round two. If you are good, I will make it round three. Okay? So he was calling the office of this guy, threatening him, telling him, the end of your story is round two. So this was round two on the floor. The guy was on the floor. Everybody knows this photograph, but they never knew what Muhammad Ali was saying. You know what he was saying? The guy was on the floor. He said, why are you surprised? I told you I was coming. Jesus Christ told principalities and powers after I destroyed them on the third day. He said, why are you surprised? I told you I was coming. Somebody here is going to reach his or her goal. What are you going to say when you get to your goal? Don't be surprised. I told you I was coming. Some of you, listen to me. Some of you need to go to those places you have applied for and they said no. A lady in my church of recent went to a place she has always dreamt that she was going to walk. She parked her car in the parking lot. She said, this place will be my parking lot. She went inside the building, strolled. She said, this is where I will be having my lunch. She went and looked at the place. I said, these are where the offices are. He said, my desk is over there. And of recent, when she got the employment letter of the same place she had been dreaming, she sat on her desk that day. She said, I told you I was coming. When she showed me her letter, I had to ask her, do they still have application in the place? Application form. Her package was incredible. I speak to somebody this morning. You will reach your goal. Oh, this church will reach its goal. This ministry will reach its destiny. He's been called to the city of Abuja to bless this great city. In the name of Jesus. Oh, your marriage, you will reach your goal. Your finances, you will reach your goal. Oh, you will wake up one day and say, am I dreaming? Wake up, wake up. No, you are not dreaming. It's just your God coming through for you. Lift up those winning hands to heaven as you are there. Thank you, Father. Begin to thank him. Prophesy over your life. I will reach my goal. I will fulfill my destiny. And remember, when you get there, what do you say? I told you I'm coming. Nations of the world are ready to receive you. Abuja is too small for some of you here. You are going to the nations. I've not come to just speak words of excitement to you. I've come as a prophet of God. All heads bowed and all eyes closed. Anyone here this morning, you have not given your heart to Jesus. You cannot reach your goal. He's the only one that can take you there. You want Jesus in your life. I've prayed for you this morning. You want to receive Jesus into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. I want you to raise your right hand up to him. Thank you, Jesus. I just want you to look at me this morning. Congratulations. This is the best decision you would ever make. I'm just going to lead you quickly to Christ. And amen. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you for remembering me. Forgive me of all my sins. Write my name in the book of life. I confess with my mouth that you are Lord. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead for my sake. And according to the word, I am saved. I am a child of God. I am now born again. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Lastly, I just want to prophesy on a few people here today. You know that your dream has gone chromatose. But today some life came into you. You want to receive grace for a new unction to drive on with your destiny. Let me see your hands up. Lift it up very well. Father, you see these hands. I prophesy over these hands. These dreams will not go down anymore. These dreams receive new life. Within the next 30 days, some of you will walk into things greater than you. You walk into things you never precedented will ever happen in your life. New life, new grace comes in the name of Jesus.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored. Thank you.